This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and here's my grandpa, the OG Godcaster, Steve Webb.
Yesterday you heard grandchild number two. This was grandchild number one, the oldest. And I am coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. Yep, that's me, Grandpa Steve Webb. This is a daily podcast, and you and I are reading the entire Bible in a year. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and this is Prophecy Friday. Our reading will be Isaiah 51 through 55. And yes, I did just like I did on yesterday's reading of Job. I did it on Isaiah. Today should be 56 through 61, according to the schedule, but I read that last week, skipping today's chapters 51 through 55. You know, I have to say, I am never quite sure what day it is because I typically live in 2 days simultaneously. Why is that? Well, because I typically record a day in advance. So if you're listening to this show on the day it was released, for you, this is Friday, depending on where on the globe you live. But I recorded it on my Thursday, so I'm living in Thursday and talking to you on Friday. And then every so often when I know something will be happening in my life at some time in the future and I know I'll not be able to record a show for you on that day, I'll be living in yet another day. And sometimes I have to record multiple days ahead, and it can really warp the time-space continuum in my brain anyway. You say, well, Steve, come on, it can't be that hard. Well, I would challenge you to do it for multiple months and even years at a time. And after a while, it sort of kind of gets to you. Or maybe it's just me and it's my old brain. Anyway, I messed up the schedule last week twice. At least I'm not so far gone that I didn't catch my mistake. That's a good thing, right? I hope so. I hope it's a good sign. Anyway, I'm calling today's episode Thirsty. And it is December 16th, which means Christmas question number 16 is up, sent by Clay Jones. Of course, our Christmas expert, James Cooper of WhyChristmas.com, has a great answer for him, and it really is a good question. And also, since this is Friday for you, Sunday's coming up. And remember, we have our time of prayer request and praises. So please, if you have something, send it in to me at prayer.lifespringmedia.com before Sunday. Actually, it needs to be here Saturday. Why? Because I record Sunday on Saturday. See how it is? Okay. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so very much for your word and for our time together. I pray, God, you would bless our time together. And we thank you that you live outside of time and you're never confused by time. You're never confused about anything. You are on top of every detail of our lives, and for that we thank you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, enough of that. Let's go. Isaiah chapter 51. Listen to me, you who are following what is right and good, and who are looking for the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut out, and to the hole from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who gave birth to you in pain. When he was but one, I called him. Then I brought good to him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her desert like Eden, like the garden of the Lord. Joy and happiness will be found in her. There will be much giving of thanks and much singing. Listen to me, O my people. Hear me, O my nation. The law will go out from me, and my law will be a light to the people. My being right and good is near. My saving power has gone out, and my arms will judge the people. The islands will wait for me. They will trust with hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the sky and look to the earth below. For the sky will go away like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a piece of clothing, and those who live in it will die like flies. But my saving power will be forever. My being right and good will not come to an end. Listen to me, you who know what is right and good, you people who have my law in your hearts. Do not fear the shame of strong words from man. Do not be troubled when they speak against you. For the moth will eat them like a piece of clothing, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my being right and good will be forever. My saving power will be to all children's children to come. Awake, awake! Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days of old, as you did with the people who lived long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces and who cut through the big dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the deep waters, and who made a path through the deep sea for your saved people to cross over? So the people for whom the Lord paid the price to be saved will return. They will come with songs of joy to Zion. Joy that lasts forever will be on their heads. They will receive joy and happiness, and sorrow and sad voices will hurry away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of a man who dies? Why are you afraid of the sons of men who are made like grass, that you have forgotten the Lord who made you? He spread out the heavens and put the earth in its place. Why do you live in fear all day long because of the anger of the one who makes it hard for you, as he makes ready to destroy? But where is his anger? The one in chains will soon be set free and will not die in prison, and he will always have enough bread. For I am the Lord your God, who fills the sea with action so that its waves sound, "The Lord of all is his name." I have put my words in your mouth and have covered you with the shadow of my hand. I spread out the heavens and put the earth in its place and say to Zion, "You are my people." Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk from the Lord's hand the cup of his anger. You drank it down and you had trouble walking. There is no one to lead her among all the sons born of her. There is no one to take her by the hand among all the sons she has brought up. These two things have come upon you, being laid waste and destroyed, hunger and the sword. Who will have sorrow for you? How can I comfort you? Your sons have become weak and have fallen down. They cannot help themselves, and they lie at the top of every street like a deer in a net. The Lord has poured out his anger and sharp words upon them. So hear this, you who are suffering, who are drunk, but not with wine. Your Lord, the Lord of your God, who fights for his people, says, "See, I have taken out of your hand the cup that makes you have trouble walking. You will never drink from the cup of my anger again. I will put it into the hand of those who make it hard for you, who have said to you, 'Lie down that we may walk over you.' You have made your back like the ground and like the street for them to walk over." Isaiah chapter 52. Wake up, Jerusalem. Become strong. Be beautiful again, holy city of Jerusalem. The people who do not worship God and who are not pure will not enter you again. Jerusalem, you once were a prisoner. Now shake off the dust and stand up. Jerusalem, you once were a prisoner. Now free yourself from the chains around your neck. This is what the Lord says. You were not sold for a price, so you will be saved without cost. This is what the Lord says. First, my people went down to Egypt to live. Later, Assyria made them slaves. Now see what has happened, says the Lord. Another nation has taken away my people for nothing. This nation who rules them makes fun of me, says the Lord. All day long they speak against me. This has happened so my people will know who I am. And so, on that future day, they will know that I am the one speaking to them. It will really be me. How beautiful is the person who comes over the mountains to bring good news, who announces peace and brings good news, who announces salvation and says to Jerusalem, "Your God is king." Listen, your guards are shouting. They're all shouting for joy. They all will see with their own eyes when the Lord returns to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, your buildings are destroyed now, but shout and rejoice together because the Lord has comforted his people. He has saved Jerusalem. The Lord will show his holy power to all the nations. Then everyone on earth will see the salvation of our God. You people, leave, leave, get out of Babylon. Touch nothing that is unclean. You men who carry the Lord's things used in worship, leave there and make yourself pure. You will not be forced to leave Babylon quickly. You will not be forced to run away, because the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will guard you from behind. The Lord says, "See, my servant will act wisely. People will greatly honor and respect him." Many people were shocked when they saw him. His appearance was so damaged he did not look like a man. His form was so changed they could barely tell he was human. But now he will surprise many nations. Kings will be amazed and shut their mouths. They will see things they had not been told about him, and they will understand things they had not heard. Isaiah chapter 53. Who would have believed what we heard? Who saw the Lord's power in this? He grew up like a small plant before the Lord, like a root growing in a dry land. He had no special beauty or form to make us notice him. There was nothing in his appearance to make us desire him. He was hated and rejected by people. He had much pain and suffering. People would not even look at him. He was hated, and we didn't even notice him. But he took our suffering on him and felt our pain for us. We saw his suffering and thought God was punishing him. But he was wounded for the wrong we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds. We have all wandered away like sheep. Each of us has gone his own way. But the Lord has put on him the punishment for all the evil we have done. He was beaten down and punished, but he didn't say a word. He was like a lamb being led to be killed. He was quiet as a sheep is quiet while its wool is being cut. He never opened his mouth. Men took him away roughly and unfairly. He died without children to continue his family. He was put to death. He was punished for the sins of my people. He was buried with wicked men, and he died with the rich. He had done nothing wrong, and he had never lied. But it was the Lord who decided to crush him and make him suffer. The Lord made his life a penalty offering, but he will still see his descendants and live a long life. He will complete the things the Lord wants him to do. After his soul suffers many things, he will see life and be satisfied. My good servant will make many people right with God. He will carry away their sins. For this reason I will make him a great man among people, and he will share in all things with those who are strong. He willingly gave his life and was treated like a criminal. But he carried away the sins of many people and asked forgiveness for those who sinned. Isaiah chapter 54. The Lord says, "Sing, Jerusalem. You are like a woman who never gave birth to children. Start singing and shout for joy. You never felt the pain of giving birth, but you will have more children than the woman who has a husband. Make your tent bigger. Stretch it out and make it wider. Do not hold back. Make the ropes longer and the stakes stronger, because you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your children will take over other nations, and they will again live in cities that were once destroyed. Don't be afraid, because you will not be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed, because you will not be disgraced. You will forget the shame you felt earlier. You will not remember the shame you felt when you lost your husband. The God who made you is like your husband. His name is the Lord All-Powerful. The Holy One of Israel is the one who saves you. He is called the God of all the earth. You were like a woman whose husband left her, and you were very sad. You were like a wife who married young, and then her husband left her. But the Lord called you to be His, says your God. God says, I left you for a short time, but with great kindness I will bring you back again. I became very angry and hid from you for a time, but I will show you mercy with kindness forever, says the Lord who saves you. The Lord says, this day is like the time of Noah to me. I promised then that I would never flood the world again. In the same way, I promise I will not be angry with you or punish you again. The mountains may disappear and the hills may come to an end, but my love will never disappear. My promise of peace will not come to an end, says the Lord who shows mercy to you. You poor city, storms have hurt you, and you have not been comforted. But I will rebuild you with turquoise stones, and I will build your foundations with sapphires. I will use rubies to build your walls, and shining jewels for the gates, and precious jewels for all your outer walls. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and they will have much peace. I will build you using fairness. You will be safe from those who would hurt you, so you will have nothing to fear. Nothing will come to make you afraid. I will not send anyone to attack you, and you will defeat those who do attack you. See, I made the blacksmith. He fans the fire to make it hotter, and he makes the kind of tool he wants. In the same way, I have made the destroyer to destroy. So no weapon that is used against you will defeat you. You will show that those who speak against you are wrong. These are the good things my servants receive. Their victory comes from me, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 55. The Lord says, all you who are thirsty, come and drink. Those of you who do not have money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend your money on something that is not real food? Why work for something that doesn't really satisfy you? Listen closely to me and you will eat what is good. Your soul will enjoy the rich food that satisfies. Come to me and listen. Listen to me so you may live. I will make an agreement with you that will last forever. I will give you the blessings I promised to David. I made David a witness of my power for all nations, a ruler and commander of many nations. You will call for nations that you don't yet know, and these nations that do not know you will run to you because of the Lord your God, because of the Holy One of Israel who honors you. So you should look for the Lord before it is too late. You should call to him while he is near. The wicked should stop doing wrong, and they should stop their evil thoughts. They should return to the Lord so he may have mercy on them. They should come to our God because he will freely forgive them. The Lord says, "My thoughts are not like your thoughts. Your ways are not like my ways. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Rain and snow fall from the sky and don't return without watering the ground. They cause the plants to sprout and grow, making seeds for the farmer and bread for the people. The same thing is true of the words I speak. They will not return to me empty. They make the things happen that I want to happen, and they succeed in doing what I send them to do. So you will go out with joy and be led out in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees in the field will clap their hands. Large cypress trees will grow where thorn bushes were. Myrtle trees will grow where weeds were. These things will be a reminder of the Lord's promise, and this reminder will never be destroyed."
Well, beloved, let's go back to chapter 55, shall we? To whom was this chapter written? Do you remember? Verse 1 tells us. It says, "The Lord says, all you who are thirsty." Notice it says all. All who are thirsty. No one is left out. Every person who is thirsty is invited to come and drink. Doesn't every person experience thirst? Of course. And God, He of infinite mercy, is the supplier of water that refreshes and gives everlasting life. That, by the way, is where I got the name Life Spring. He's a spring of water welling up to eternal life. God says, "Come to me and listen. Listen to me so you may live." Let me ask you something. Is your faith weak? Do you have doubt? Let me remind you that Romans 10:17 says that, quote, "Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of God," unquote. You need more faith? Then listen to the Word of God. And as you listen, your faith grows, and it's faith in Jesus that brings life. You say, "But Steve, that seems too easy. I know what I've done in my life, and I know that I have not been a good person. How can just believing be enough? Surely I have to do something to pay for the things I've done." Well, did you hear what the Lord said in verse 8 of chapter 55? He said, quote, "My thoughts are not like your thoughts. Your ways are not like my ways. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Beloved, trying to make sense out of God's provision is a fool's errand. All we can do is accept it and be thankful for it. Now, as far as paying for our bad deeds, let's look again at the first verse. God says, quote, "Those of you who do not have money, come, buy, and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost," unquote. You can't buy forgiveness with money or with deeds. If you could, you couldn't afford it anyway. Beloved, make no mistake. There was a cost, but it was borne by Jesus, because he was the only one who could pay it. And now he offers the forgiveness he bought with his blood to you. Verse 12 of our chapter says, quote, "So you will go out with joy and be led out in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees in the fields will clap their hands," unquote. Are you tired of the fighting and strife that's all around us? Has the ugliness worked its way into your heart and into your mind? Do you want the joy and the peace of God? Well, it can be yours right now for free if you'll just put your faith in this God who loves you and who gave his life for you. Will you do it? Today is the day. Do it now. I believe that there is someone listening right now who needs to hear this and who is struggling with the decision to follow Jesus. Let me just tell you that since I decided over 50 years ago to ask him to forgive me and be my Lord, I have never once regretted it. Life doesn't become a bed of roses, but your ability to deal with the difficulties of life is made better because you're not going to be bearing the load alone. Jesus wants you to offload your burdens onto him. Does that sound good? Pray with me. Pray out loud or pray in your heart. Just pray these words. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I've broken your commandments, and I've fallen short of your standard. Right now I turn from that sin and ask you to come into my life. Jesus, be my Lord, my Savior, my friend, and my God. I put my faith in you and you alone to save me from my sins. Thank you for loving me and calling me. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, beloved, if you prayed that prayer and if you meant it, then welcome to the family of God. Congratulations. You're forgiven. You're a new creation. And you're now a child of God. This is a new beginning. You belong to Jesus and nobody can take you from him. And the Bible says that when one sinner is saved, all of heaven rejoices. There's a party going on right now because of your decision. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus, and this is why Jesus was born in that manger all those years ago. Now, I have a gift for you if you prayed that prayer. It's free. I just want to send you a very special Bible called the New Believer's Bible. It's a New Testament, and it's got hundreds of notes in it to help you get a great start in your walk with the Lord. All you have to do is send me an email telling me that you prayed that prayer, and I'll mail it to you right away. Tell me where to send it, and it'll be in the mail. And I'm not going to put you on any kind of a mailing list. That's not what this is about. I just want to be able to send that Bible to you. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and tell me you prayed with me and that you would like a copy of the New Believer's Bible. It'll be on the way to you. If you've got a comment on today's reading, call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 and tell me what you're thinking. Or you can go to comment.lifespringmedia.com and comment there or send me an email. Tomorrow is Gospel Saturday, and we're going to complete the book of Matthew by reading chapters 26 through 28, like I should have done last Saturday, but I was still stuck in the time-space warp. You see, this is what happens when you record ahead. I knew my grandkids were going to be with us for a couple of days, and I recorded 6 shows in 2 days. I did 3 episodes of this show and 3 episodes of the LifeSpring Why Christmas show. That's just too much time shifting for this old man. Oy vey. So anyway, I think after tomorrow I'll be back on a regular schedule, and I think I need an assistant to help me keep my days straight. Okay, so let's move on. Today's Christmas question is number 16, and it comes in from Clay Jones. He said, Steve, I've heard a secular argument that there is no evidence that there was a decree from Caesar to be taxed around the time Jesus was born, and therefore the nativity story is false. Is there any historical evidence of such a decree? God bless, signed Clay. Okay, James, there's the challenge. What about it?
That's a very good question, as the census or enrollment that's described by Luke has indeed puzzled scholars for a long time. There is no Roman record of a census taking place at this time, sort of 64 BC, and according to Roman records, Quirinius wasn't the governor of Syria at this point either. Some scholars indeed do say that this means that none of the rest of what Luke says can be trusted. However, Luke has been proved to be historically correct many times, with modern archaeology finding that many things that Luke said were correct, although historians had said he was previously wrong. Most Roman records from this time come from a historian called Josephus, and we know that Josephus sometimes bent dates to make them fit his political narrative. So simply saying that Josephus is right, and therefore Luke is wrong, is rather naive. There are also some explanations as to what might be going on with this passage in Luke. One option is that Quirinius was governor of Syria twice, so it could have been a census during his first time as governor. However, the evidence that Quirinius was governor twice isn't very good. But the Greek phrase for was governor of can also mean was leading a war or was commanding it, and this could fit with what Quirinius was doing around 6 BC. It's also been said that Luke's word could mean something along the lines of census happening around the time Jesus was born. During this time, a census could take a very long time to happen. There was a Roman census in Gaul, which is now France, in 6 BC, and it took 40 years to complete. It could be that a census was ordered around this time, in Judea, and wasn't finished until the year 6, when Quirinius was governor. Another theory is that in the original Greek, there's a word protos, and that can add a before to the first. So Luke could also have meant that it was a census before the one that Quirinius ordered. This could have been a Judea-only census, and so wouldn't have been in any Roman records. There is a record of Quirinius having a census taking place in Syria and Judea about the year 6 or 7, when Jesus was 10, so that could make sense. It was a census before that one. This also ties into Luke using the phrase, the first. You'd only use the phrase if you were comparing it to something else, so this was the first census that happened before the big one that Quirinius did that everyone knows about. There's also a record by Josephus of an oath of an allegiance to Augustus the Roman Emperor in 3 BC. Records show that King Herod had a copy of this oath. So Herod could have used this as an excuse to have a census of the people in Judea. Herod was a crawler. He wanted to stay in power and looked like he was really supporting the Romans. So he could have used this as an excuse to do the census. It sort of makes sense. So there we are, several explanations to the census. We're not actually sure, and it's rather complicated. You can read more about all of the options I've described in an excellent blog article of the theologian Reverend Dr. Ian Paul, and the link to that will be in the show notes.
Well, man, that was a really good question, Clay, and I will have the link that James referred to in the show notes for today's episode at lifespringmedia.com/S13E076. And James, thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow. Well, beloved, send in your Christmas question. There's just a few days left before Christmas, and you don't want to miss out on your chance to be one of the ticket winners to see the movie Jesus Revolution, which will be released in February of next year. Believe me, when this movie is released in February, it's going to make a big splash. The Johnny Cash movie was, I believe, the second top-grossing movie on its second day of release, and I think the Jesus Revolution movie will have way more promotion behind it than the Johnny Cash movie did, so send in your questions, because each question you send in will get you one entry, whether or not I use your question on the show. If you send in two questions, you get two entries, and you get the idea. And I'll be giving away two pairs of tickets. Plus, we'll have a second drawing for a signed copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, on Christmas Day. And for that drawing, for each question I use on the show, you'll get an entry. This is a book that you will probably have in your library for years and years. Pastors love it. Sunday school teachers love it. Students love it. All sorts of people who love to study the Bible love my book. It's true. It's a great tool. If you stumble over those long Bible names, you want my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, which you can find out more information at easybiblenamesguide.com. And by the way, since you are listening to the show, you get a discount when you buy there. When you check out, use the discount code PODCAST and you'll get 25% off. Now, the drawings for the movie and the book will be done on the Christmas Day show. So send your questions in to steve@lifespringmedia.com and put Christmas question in the subject line. I have good news. At least it's good news for me. Mike Hayner of Not That Paris has stepped up to donate time to the show by creating the chapters for the show. Yay, yay, yay. I'm so happy. Sean of San Pedro has taken Mike through some training, and Mike is ready now to pick up the gauntlet. So thank you, Mike. And thank you, Brother Sean of San Pedro, for your exemplary service as LifeSpring Media's first keeper of the chapters. Brother Sean, may God richly bless you and the lovely Brittany and little Howie in the months and the years ahead. And with that, I would like to also point out another call for donations of time and talent. It would be a tremendous help to me if one or more of you would be willing to create show art for the episodes and chapters. I've been doing it myself since the very beginning of the show back in 2004, and I would be beyond ecstatic if I could get some help. How about it? If you'd be willing, shoot me an email, steve@lifespringmedia.com. And if you're enjoying the show, if you're receiving something valuable from the show, I would appreciate you returning some of that value to me so that I can continue creating episodes for you. Value for value is about time, talent, or treasure, and we've already talked about the donation of time and talent. If you can't donate time or talent, then perhaps you can donate treasure. Treasure pays the bills, and believe me, there are bills galore with this show. I gotta have your help. That's all there is to it. Now listen, if you get nothing from the show, then don't feel obligated. But then why are you listening? If you are benefiting in some way, then now would be a great time to show your support. Really. Go over here.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
Take a look around there, then pray and ask the Lord what He would have you do, and then do it. Step out in faith. If He gives you a number that scares you a little bit, that's okay. I can tell you from personal experience that He will bless your faith and almost always in unexpected ways. And no, I'm not one of those guys that'll tell you that God will give you back 7 times more or any other such nonsense. But I will tell you that when you follow God's leading, He will always bless you in some way. LifespringMedia.com/support. Our Christmas music today is a lovely treatment by Peter Buffett featuring Kim Robertson of A Coventry Carol. I hope you like it. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for inviting me into your day. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
Cheers.